Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to an hour of music by Orlando Dolasso, Michael Hurd, Charles Ketchlin, Friedrich Kriel, Owen Park, and Johann Kuno. This visit is called Musical Steps Through the Seasons. Presenting our opening number was the choir from the Studio of Ancient Music in Montreal. Orlando Dolasso was the creator. You heard his Laudate Dominum Omnis, a motet for 12 voices unaccompanied. Their conductor is Andrew McAnderney. The Vassari Singers of Great Britain have released Volume 1, containing the choral music of composer Michael Hurd, whose years were 1928 to 2006, born in Gloucester. Hurd's book reflects a deep and passionate interest in the early 20th century British music. What we hear now is one of a set of 9 songs on texts by Edward Thomas composed in 1994. Will You Come is a love song of sorts, as a young chap continues to ask his girl if she will go for a walk with him. Will you come? Jeremy Backhouse conducts the Vassari Singers.
Will you come? Will you come?
Those were the Vacherie Singers, guided by Jeremy Backhouse, presenting a short love poem by Edward Thomas and composed in 1994 by British composer Michael Hurd. Our thoughts continue to work on the musical gifts for the season with another very strong and descriptive song by French composer Charles Ketchelin. The composer achieves, in his work, a sound that is quite descriptive and creates an epiphany of the day watching the shadows on the lake. When you combine this music with the very warm, gifted voice of Bavarian soprano Christine Karg and the skill of the Bamberger Symphoniker, led by David Achim, you hear a sophisticated sound of the Impressionistic period of music. This is composed by Charles Ketchelin. Impressionistic sounds from the pen of Charles Catchlin, French composer who had as one of his students Francis Poulenc. You heard his creation called Epiphany, sung by Bavarian soprano Christine Karg and assisted by the Bamberger Symphoniker with David Achim on the podium. All of the music you hear on this program are from new CDs. So we move to the Romantic period, and we hear a Sanctus, Hosanna, and Benedictus from the Requiem in F minor by Friedrich Kreil. Sue Beck is at the keyboard, and Matthias Stuffels leads the Ensemble Berlin vocal.
Thank you.
You heard the Sanctus, Hosanna, and Benedictus from the Requiem in F minor by Friedrich Kreil. That was version 2 for piano and choir. Sue Beck was at the keyboard, and Matthias Stoffels guided the Ensemble Berlin vocal. This is Musical Steps Through the Seasons.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, now in its 24th year. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for KVNO-FM, located in the heart of the campus of the University of Nebraska in Omaha. Going Beyond Words can also be heard around the world on kvno.org. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
Thank you.
That was a motet by Orlando Dolasso that describes the conversation between Martha and Jesus when she says, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Christ answers, "I am the resurrection and the life." That encore came from the choir of the Studio of Ancient Music of Montreal, singing 9 parts and divided into 2 choirs.
Rise up!
More music by Michael Hurd, British composer, and the last of 9 night songs by Edward Thomas. That was, in fanfare style, the trumpet. The Vassari Singers were led by Jeremy Backhouse. The next choral exhibit is by Owen Park, a young prize-winning composer born in 1993 and is also a conductor, singer, and organist. The work Footsteps, which we are about to hear, is the result of many months of researching texts to structure a narrative that cycles the seasons. After the opening, the view of a lonely traveler changes to the first person, and we are taken through summer, autumn, winter, and spring that, in the end, returns to the opening texts. These are the voices of Tenebrae, conducted by Nigel Short, performing Owen Park's Footsteps here on Going Beyond Words.
Thank you.
the song of a lonely traveler whose footsteps take him through the seasons, summer, autumn, winter, and spring, or perhaps the seasons of our lives. Footsteps was commissioned to Owen Park of England, born in 1993, and performed with Sound Elegance by the group Tenebrae. Their conductor is Nigel Short. Our last work on this visit is by a composer who worked at St. Thomas Church in Leipzig before J.S. Bach arrived. His name, Johann Kuno. From another new CD on this broadcast, we hear Lobe dem Herrn meine Seele, a setting of Psalm 103, Praise the Lord, My Soul. The performers for this Kuno cantata are Choir Oplia Musica and instrumental ensemble Camerata Alapsinsis. The conductor is Gregor Mayer.
Alle deine Gebrechen.
You have just heard the short cantata by Johann Kuno conveying the text of Psalm 103, Praise the Lord, O my soul. Doing the honors was choir Oplia Musica and instrumental ensemble Camerata Alapsinsis. The conductor is Gregory Meyer. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Musical Footsteps Through the Seasons, and I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and offering you this invitation to join me again for more melodies and texts of the conductor's art. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.